Okay, good evening, guys. That was Island Music by Tennis. Right now, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Amy, and this is We'll Put a Pin in This. And yeah, this is the last summer schedule show, I guess. So this means that since everyone is coming back for the school year, the coordinators of the station made a new schedule, and this is my last slot at 6 p.m. So next week we're going to be back at on Tuesdays at 12 p.m. That's 12 in the afternoon. So now we have some music by the B-52s. We have the Dead Beat Club off of Cosmic Thing. So hope you guys enjoy, and here we go.
I could talk.
Okay, that was Deadbeat Club by the B-52s off of Cosmic Thing, 1989. I love that song. It's like a little warm hug. It also reminds me of fall quite a lot. And at least last year, I remember struggling a lot to make a fall playlist that felt good. I don't know, yeah. But that would definitely be on my fall playlist if I were to make another one this year. But yeah, this is, I'll do a little bit of a talk with you guys. Yeah, so I feel like everything, well, I'm a senior this year, so this is going to be my, I don't know, this is our episode 37 of We'll Put a Pin in This, I believe, third year of doing WMFO, which is really awesome, and I'm excited to do two more semesters of radio shows. I will say it's a little bit weird being a senior right now. Just I feel like everyone is in the mood to like try and do everything that they didn't get to do the last couple of years, but I also feel like a freshman in that way because I'm just trying all these new things and it's really fun. But yeah, to everyone who is back at school, welcome back. To everyone who is working, happy weekend. And yeah, I don't know. Just hope you guys enjoy the show. And I'm excited to get into it. The next song that I have for you is by Depeche Mode, and it's called Shake the Disease. I actually discovered this song by accident because I was looking for another song, and I clicked the wrong one. But I ended up really liking this one, and I hope you guys do too. So here we go.
Understand me.
Okay. So that was Shake the Disease by Depeche Mode off of Black Celebration, 1986. And that song also really reminds me of fall now that I listen to it with you guys. But let me know what you think. And as soon as I said that bit about the fall playlist thing, I noticed that there was a running list of what song feels like fall right next to me. So that's very fitting. We have a lot of, we have like Steely Dan and Fleetwood Mac and the Cocteau Twins on that list for those who are wondering. Next up, we have a song called Holland, 1945, and that is by Neutral Milk Hotel, and that's off In the Aeroplane Under the Sea, and hope you guys enjoy. Here we go. Okay, that was Holland, 1945 by Neutral Milk Hotel off of Aeroplane Over the Sea. It's Airplane Over the Sea, but it's spelled Aeroplane, so that's why I said it like that. I don't know. But yeah, I like that song a lot, and I feel like I need to give that album a listen through again because I forget what the first song that I learned off of that was, but right now, all I can think of is King of Carrot Flowers, and I don't know, there's a lot of good songs on the album, but anyway, I would also add that to my fall playlist. Speaking of fall, I was thinking about Halloween, and I know I'm jumping ahead severely right now, because it is early September. I guess it's mid-September. That's going by quickly, but I feel like, okay, Let's talk about Halloween. I feel like Halloween always is kind of a letdown. And I don't know if other people feel this way as well, but I feel like, I feel like the winter holidays, like Hanukkah and Christmas, they lead up to like spending time with family and like wonderful warm meals together. Usually, I don't know. It does not always play out like that for everyone. But I feel like there's a more set, like we know what we're gonna do on those holidays generally. But with Halloween, I feel like it's a coin toss every year. And I feel like the lead up is always a little bit more fun than the actual date. And I'm gonna keep you guys updated because the radio show will continue past Halloween. So we'll see. We can revisit this topic and unpack whether or not Halloween was a bust this year. But we can still be excited about fall, and no one can take that away from us. But we're going to listen to, this is a bit of a shift in tone, we're going to listen to Blade. This is a song called It Girl off of 333. This was released in 2020, and I really like it. Hope you guys do as well. And here we go.
I spent the night, okay, far away on the other side, okay, okay. In this world, you gotta work to be the it girl. Are you done? Let it go, we can do it. 8 hours in the dark, I'm in the rain world. When the silence is a lot, it's a music. Still time for whatever, make a wish world.
Would you pick
Okay. So that was a double. We had first It Girl by Blade played, and that was off of 333, released in 2020. And we had second Alone by Shoobies. I'm so tempted to say The Shoobies, but it's just Shoobies. And that's off of Albatross Act 1. That's an EP. And that was also released in 2020. So I hope you guys enjoyed those two. And during that time, I was putting my brain to work thinking about Halloween costumes, because that's also been on my mind. And I was looking at the picture of Depeche Mode, actually, like their album cover art, and they were looking so spooky. I don't know how to explain it. It reminded me of the song Somebody's Watching Me, and that might make people mad. I don't know why, but it just does. But I'm thinking about these costumes, and I'm just going to name my list right now because it might help you guys, anyone who cares about this. If you don't, please just let this in one ear, out the other. So that's totally fine. But like Edward Scissorhands, I'm feeling very like an 80s. I want to do something 80s related. Let's see. Okay, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, not 80s, but I feel like it's very doable. We have Robin from Stranger Things, not 80s also. This is not an 80s list, guys. But I did see one for Princess Leia, like the Return of the Jedi movie. That would be crazy. The costume looked really good. I would not be bold enough to wear that, but if any of you out there are, that could be a good one. I was also thinking Disney villains. I know there's going to be a lot of Barbies out there. I actually don't know, because maybe that's too easy. And then I've never been a vampire or a zombie. But every year, this is what happens. I throw on... So I get excited. I have an idea. I don't execute. And then I wear my Vote for Pedro Napoleon Dynamite t-shirt. And we're not going to have that happen again. That's my thought process. Hopefully that gets the gears turning for you guys. Next up, we're going to do a song by Soccer Mommy and Caro Bonito. And this is called Rom-Com 2021, one of my favorite songs in August this year. So I hope you guys like it too. And we have, after that, a short PSA and some more great music. So here we go. You make me crazy. You make me cry. Okay, so that was Soccer Mommy and Caro Caro Bonito, rom-com 2021. And that song's so sweet. I love it. It's like a little happy, boppy, whatever. I don't know. I like that song a lot. I think it's funny that the cover art has wee me's on it. I don't know. It's just a silly, goofy song that is really cute. But for the PSA today, I'm going to read this out loud for you guys. This is a short and sweet one about events around Tufts. So here we go. Do you study, work, live, or play around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, lunches, talks, and many of them are completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website, events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. And I'm going to read that again. The website is events.tufts.edu. And that's a public service message from WMFO Medford, the Tufts Community, and Educational Radio. So you and me both can go to that website and look at events going on at Tufts for free. Because, especially in the arts, I do want to go to a lot more shows this year. Because I haven't been to that many this year. I saw my first a cappella show, which was super fun. I don't know why, but I really want to see like a Tufts musical theater show before I graduate, and I'm sure they put on great shows. But yeah, I just gotta keep my eyes open. And so, like, I don't know, there's just a lot of things going on, but hopefully that website will be helpful to both of us, all of us, whatever. Okay, next up we have a song by, this is Kid Cudi and Skrillex, like a very interesting duo, but the song is called Summertime. I like it a lot, and it's off of Skrillex's new album, which I'm blanking on the name. I think it's called Summertime, but I will get back to you guys on that. No, it's called Don't Get Too Close. It's the one with the hedgehog on it, or the porcupine, who is animated very cutely. But yeah, let's get it going. This is Summertime by Skrillex and Kid Cudi. Here we go. Okay, that was Summertime by Skrillex and Kid Cudi. By no means is that revolutionary music making, but I don't know. I like that song. It's like short and sweet as well. Next up, we have a song, and this last part of the show, I have to say, is not super cohesive, but it's cohesive in the sense that I think they're all fun songs. This song is called Pop Goes the World, and it's by Men Without Hats, and this is, well, okay, this was not released in 2012, I know that for sure. I can get back to you on that as well, but my dad showed me this song, and I've never heard it on the radio. I know Men Without Hats, Down Under is their biggest song, or their most played, I think. Very overplayed, but still fun. Hope you guys like this song, and yeah, let's get into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Pop Goes the World by Men Without Hats.
Okay, so that was Pop Goes the World by Men Without Hats, and hope you guys enjoyed that song. Next up, we have Tutti Frutti by Little Richard, and this is the part where my show becomes uncohesive, but I love this song, super fun, and I hope you guys do too, so here we go.
What to do? She rocked rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy. 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 A wop bop a loom bop a lump bump bum. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy.
Okay, that was Tutti Frutti by Little Richard. And next up we have a song called Clay Pigeons by Blaze Foley. This song, so Michael Cera did a cover of this song, and I thought that he wrote it. And embarrassing for me and all who thought that. It's okay though. I don't know. I'm also curious, like, how do covers like that work? Like, did he pay this guy? Like, what happened? I don't know. I'm going to look into that later, but I just thought it was interesting. But this is the original Clay Pigeons, I believe, unless there are more layers to this story that I am not seeing. But Clay Pigeons by Blaze Foley. Here we go.
I'm going down to Greyhound Station. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say, oh, sing a song with a friend. Change the shape of men. Get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, I might go to somewhere I never been. Get up in the morning, go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone, and change the words of the song. Start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. And start talking again. Well, I know what to say. I'm going down to the Greyhound Station. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times.
smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go around where people say, oh, feed the pigeons some clay. Turn a night into day and start talking again when I know what to say.
Okay, so that was Clay Pigeons by Blaze Foley. And yeah, I don't know. I can't tell which song I prefer. I think I like this one better than the Michael Cera version. His voice is so deep. It's comforting. I feel like they have different times and purposes, maybe. But this one feels like I would be on a road trip while I was listening to it. And the Michael Cera one feels like I am on a picnic with a bunch of indie girls. I don't know. But yeah, okay, let's keep it moving. We have two songs left as the hour comes to a close. The first one, this one is pretty short. It's by Tamagotchi Massacre. And I thought that this was Laura Less's side project from 100 Gecs, but it's actually not. So Laura Less just wrote this song. And because I was curious about how they were connected, because I knew they were. This one is called How to Dress as Human. And yeah, let's give it a whirl. So, okay, here we go. Okay, so that one was called How to Dress as a Human by Tamagotchi Massacre, and that's their most listened to song right now. I was listening to some of their newest album, which was really good, and a lot of it's explicit, so I didn't play a lot of it, but I really like Morbid Obsession, Cloud Emoji, excuse me, and I'm blanking on... Oh, I think the one that I really like is called Fantasy. There's a remix of it as well that is really good. So if you guys like that song, check those out. And I just think, even if you didn't like that song, I think it's a really interesting, like, it talks about the relationship between, like, clothing and gender expression in a really interesting way, and kind of, like, the anxiety that comes with that. And it's, I don't know, resting at the intersection between multiple identities can be, like, hard, and I think that the song, like, really captures that. It also can be beautiful. So, with that, we're gonna keep going. Our last song for today is called The Beginning. This is by Magdalena Bay, and this one I felt like it was fitting because beginning of the school year, beginning of the new schedule, whatever, just does feel like the beginning. And yeah, if you guys liked this show, thank you so much for listening, for hanging out, and honestly listening to me brainstorm Halloween costumes. Hopefully that was helpful for somebody. But if you liked the show, join us again on Tuesday at 12 p.m. and hope to see you guys next week. And here is Magdalena Bay. This is The Beginning, and have a great rest of your night.
Yeah. hits. I played your game. I should have known.